Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we grab one piece of information, maybe a trend, something interesting, and really unpack it for you. Today, we're looking at something that feels like a pretty big signal, actually. A shift in how services are, well, bought and sold online. We're talking about customizable listing packages.
Yeah,
the source we're digging into today is excerpts from customizable listing packages, a growing trend. And the headline, the bit that really jumps out, is this phrase, the growing popularity of customizable listing packages. Simple enough, right? But there's a lot packed in there. So our mission really is to explore what that actually means. You know, what does this popularity signal about the market, about what customers and businesses too are looking for right now?
Absolutely. And it's fascinating how just that concise observation, their growing popularity, can point to so much more. Often it's these seemingly simple trends, right, that hint at these broader shifts under the surface, things reshaping markets that we really need to pay attention to.
Okay, right. Let's get into it then. Customizable listing packages. What exactly are we talking about here? Can you maybe give us an example so it's really clear for everyone listening?
Sure. Think about selling something online. Could be anything, a car, maybe some real estate, or even like tutoring services.
Yeah.
Traditionally, you'd get offered these fixed packages, you know, like basic, silver, gold, something like that. With customizable listings, you, the seller, get to actually pick and choose features, you know, a la carte. Maybe you just want, say, extra photo slots, or maybe a bolder headline, or just a really short 1 week listing duration. It's like you're building your own ad piece by piece. You're not forced into a bundle that maybe doesn't quite fit. It puts the control right back with the person listing the item.
Okay. So it's not just like more choice. It's about letting the consumer really tailor how they spend their money, which means this growing popularity isn't just marketing fluff. It's actual data showing buyer behavior is changing. But why now? What's driving this need for such specific control?
Well, if you connect the dots to the bigger picture, it suggests a couple of key things. Firstly, consumers are just getting smarter, more sophisticated. They do their homework. They know exactly what they need or think they do. And they really don't want to pay for bells and whistles they won't use or don't value. So this move towards tailored listings, it's a direct answer to that demand for, well, efficiency and value defined by them. And secondly, especially in really competitive markets, being able to fine-tune your listing package, that helps businesses cut down on wasted ad spend. You know, for something really niche, you might not need the massive reach you'd want for a mainstream product. These packages let you target much more precisely.
Right. That makes sense. But here's where, for me, it gets really interesting. From the business side, adapting to this demand for customization, that's got to involve some challenges, right? Some operational hurdles beyond just the obvious upside. Does the source mention how platforms are actually managing this, building these flexible systems?
That's a great question. And it touches on the tech underneath it all. While the source highlights the popularity, yeah, the shift definitely implies more sophisticated back-end systems are becoming necessary, or at least more common. We're seeing platforms use more modular data structures, flexible databases, that kind of thing, to actually support these pick-and-choose options. It's not just simple price tiers anymore. It's about managing this dynamic inventory of features, pricing them individually, and somehow making the user interface easy enough to build your own package. That's a pretty big leap from static pricing models. Needs more robust infrastructure, definitely.
Yeah, that totally tracks. As markets get more mature, users get savvier. Makes sense. And the businesses that can actually respond to that savviness, they're the ones likely to do well. So what specific challenges pop up when businesses try to move from those fixed packages to these more fluid, customizable options?
Well, the main ones usually revolve around pricing complexity and the user experience. It's tricky. How do you price every little feature so the final custom package is still profitable for you, but also looks competitive to the customer? That's tough. And then how do you design the interface, the website part, so it's easy, you know, intuitive to build your own package without completely overwhelming people with like a million choices? Because if making your own package feels like hard work, then that whole benefit of customization just disappears. It's a really delicate balance, flexibility versus simplicity.
Okay. So pulling this all together, what does this mean for you listening right now? Whether you're someone listing things online sometimes, or maybe you're involved in creating products or services, this trend seems like a pretty clear signal, doesn't it? That rigid one-size-fits-all offerings are, well, less appealing. And flexibility, driven by people wanting informed choices. And crucially, the tech making it possible. That's definitely what's in.
And yeah, that really brings us to the end of our deep dive for today. We've sort of unpacked the significance behind a fairly simple observation, haven't we? This undeniable growing preference for customizable listing packages.
Exactly. The core discovery from our source material is pretty straightforward. These tailored options are really catching on. It feels like a genuine shift.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this demand for customizable options, it's really just one example of something much bigger, I think. It points to this pervasive user preference, almost a demand now, for highly tailored experiences across almost everything. It's not just about online listings. It's shaping entertainment, education, how we buy services, even how we interact with basic technology. People want things their way.
So here's something to think about. Considering this clear shift, this growing popularity of customizable, flexible options, where else might you expect to see a similar wave of customization coming soon? Driven by these same demands for, you know, control and personalized value. Think about the services, the products you use every day. Where's it heading next? We'll leave you with that thought. See you next time on The Deep Dive.